to develop the stable awareness within. Then with that, you can meditate. So remember the four support for awareness based meditation. Relax completely, body and mind. Just let things be. Don't try to know, don't try to do anything. Just relax and maintain awareness and stabilize the awareness. Whatever arises, let it arise. Just away, finish. Awareness is before the known. So when you are aware, you don't try to know. Don't try to perceive, just away, finish. Whatever arises, just away. Contact arise, away. Consciousness arise, away. Finish. And whatever that goes on within your form and mind, just silence everything and maintain awareness. Just pick up the conscious awareness of that phenomena that arise. And you can do that. Your awareness nature will stabilize. That is your true mind, your silent mind. Before the thinking, before the arising of the aggregates of mind, means before the perception from memory come in. Feeling may arise, but it's before you describe the feeling, before you perceive that feeling, before the reaction of mind, before you label it as pleasant or unpleasant or neutral feeling. So that one is all already after the awareness if you do that. So the mind has these four aggregates. They are very powerful. The first aggregate is feeling. When feeling arises, it is actually pure feeling. But because of your habitual tendency, your memory, your views, your opinion, and your conditioning, you have a tendency to label those feelings that arise. That's why people can hardly be aware at the moment of sense contact. Actually, feeling arise, yes. But your feeling cannot be pure feeling because you have delusion, you have craving, you have mental, what they call activity, born of the mind having this conditioning within to label the feeling. So because of that, you cannot be in the state of awareness to be aware. So pure awareness before the knowing, before the perception, before the memory, before the stirring of the mind, the thinking activity, the emotion, that is the true awareness. So the moment all these aggregates of mind, like feeling, perception, activity of mind state arise, you are already no longer with the pure awareness. That's why the Buddha said, in the seeing, there is only the seeing consciousness, no one to see. And that one is the pure consciousness before the content of consciousness went in, before the views, opinion, conditioning, and memory goes in. So this understanding you will develop, you can develop the stability of mindfulness to see clearly what that true mind is, what that silent mind is. That is how you meditate. Then you will know the difference between the two minds, the thinking mind, the mundane mind, the conditioned arising mind. They are byproduct of your true mind. So this type of awareness-based meditation is very different. It allows you to understand the Dhamma clearly. It allows you to develop real sati or awareness within. So the real sati is mindfulness before the knowing. When you are aware and before you perceive, that is the awareness. But the moment you perceive the aggregates of mind arise, it becomes a thought. So all this, you will come to understand if you know how to develop this style of meditation. So remember, relax, maintain awareness, stabilize it. Then finally, after you can do it, after you can be in that state of awareness for quite a long while, then use it to develop the meditative experience or training. So the fourth support is actually trust. Trust your true nature to move, to do the meditation without interference from the thought process, from the activity of mind. So there is nothing from the mundane mind or the memory interfering with the awareness nature within. The awareness nature is just away, finished. No, it's nothing. Pure nature.